itself is just really a reminder to yourself. I just really want to create a platform, you know, for creatives and entrepreneurs, you know. As long as you have trust, faith, you know, the universe is going to have your back. And that's my note to self.
Welcome to another episode of Note to Self. This is your host, Jariah. And before we do get started in today's episode, I want you guys to go ahead and just relax and vibe out real quick before we do dive into today's episode. I'm feeling really good today, and I just want to share that energy. I just want you guys to feel the same energy. Lift your vibrations if you're feeling down today. So let's go ahead and just enjoy the music before we do get started.
You my chocolate covered candy, going Willy Wonka. I'ma scoot up in the truck, big body Tonka. I just lift the doors up, then lift the drawer up. 400 degrees, yeah, I'm hot, but I'm still frozen. When we stepping, they be acting like they knows. All these racks coming in, I can't control it. She get ratchet for the camera, she be posing. I just draped out of design and be controlling her. Blew a 50 ball and that was just a light day. Diamonds busting off my wrist, it's like an AK. And the price going up, I boost the rate, ay, ay. I'ma school, 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 like I'm Ray J. She a freak, huh? Dom Diva. She a keeper, Mona Lisa. When I took you from that lane, you had on Reeboks. Then I put you in the coupe, now they can see y'all. Pick you up like a lift, you about to ride.
I've been playing this song, like, nonstop, won't repeat. Don't you just like music that makes you, that puts you in a good mood, you know, that raises your vibration, your frequency? So, yeah, that song is by Kim Wallace. I follow him on Instagram. I actually, he sent me beats like last year, and I had, you know, did a verse on one of the beats he has sent me, so yeah. But I hope you guys are feeling good today on this Sunday. What time is it? Afternoon. I'm feeling really good this morning. I mean, this afternoon. I just been feeling really, really good. And you know, the feedback I've been getting from my last episode, I've been getting a lot of love lately on my podcast. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to continue to do this, you know, continue to motivate and inspire people. You know, this is my calling. I feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and many other things. And I'm not going to stop. I'm going to just go all in with it. So yeah, so today on this episode, I just really want to talk about walking in your purpose and really tapping into yourself and whatever it is that you are good at, you know, and just letting you know that there is more to life. You know, everybody has a purpose in this life, and it's just like you really have to tap in with yourself and God, and just really focus on yourself, you know? Just cut out any distractions and just really, really tap in and dive into who you really are. And it's not easy. It's not an easy thing to find your niche. I think I'm saying it right, but it's not easy. You know, you're going to go through different things that you thought, you know, was something that you are supposed to do or wanted to do, and come to find out sometimes, you know, that thing that you were supposed to do sometimes lead you on your path to what you're really supposed to do, if that makes sense. if you've been through that before, you know what I'm talking about. I was going to edit that part out, but I'm not. But yeah, I just been feeling lately, I just been feeling so aligned and just really I feel like God's been showing me what I'm really supposed to be doing. And I always ask God every day in my prayers, you know, show me guidance, show me clarity, show me a sign on what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. And in the beginning, I was blinded by those signs. I didn't know what the hell I was supposed to be doing. You know, there was a lot of things that I was, you know, tapping into. Not saying that, I mean, you can have more than one purpose, but, or you can have more than one thing that you're, you know, that you're good at, but it has to be, how can I say it? It has to be the right thing, not the wrong thing. You know what I'm saying? You, for instance, let me, I'm trying to think of an example. For instance, like me, I wanted to do music, right? Writing, you know, rapping, singing. I mean, I still like to write, but like being like the star, the artist, you know, as I, you know, started to realize all that thing, I don't want to be an artist. You know what I'm saying? Just looking at the music industry now, you know, it doesn't really have, your spot is not really secured and there's really no longevity in it. But, you know, for growing up, for like when I was 9 years old, I always wanted to do music, be an artist, and I was just investing into it. And just come to find out that's not really something that I wanted to do. I brought studio equipment to record, to, you know, record music and stuff like that for myself to save money on studio time. Long story short, this, you know, this equipment that I'm using now led me to, you know, start podcasting. So yeah, I'm just truly happy now that I'm really doing what I want to do and love to do. And that's all it really is about. Life is just really doing what you want to do on your own terms. You know, unfortunately, it's not really unfortunate, but I'm still working a 9-to-5 and I'm grateful for that. But I just can't wait till I get to a point where I'm doing what I love to do on my own time, having that freedom. You know, I think everybody wants to live life on their own terms. You know, having that freedom to do whatever it is that you want and still being able to bring in income to cover your bills and stuff like that. And that's one thing I pray on too, you know. But, you know, I say this to, you know, if anybody is listening and you're thinking about giving up, just please don't. You have a purpose. Like I said, there's more to this life. You just really gotta tap in. Life is gonna get hard. Sorry if y'all hear the background noise, but I'm not speaking on my actual mic, so I'm using the computer mic. So yeah, anyway, but you really have to tap in. Like, and I learned, you know, life is gonna get hard, and it's not built for the weak, you know. It's not built for the weak. And you have to have some tough skin. And you can't walk around wanting people to show sympathy for you if you're not trying to change or trying to figure it out who you are or what it is that you want to do, you know? You hear people all day complain about their situations. They'll start a project or something. You know, they have the talent to do something and they're not consistent with it. Or not sticking to it because it's not working out. Nobody said it was going to be easy at all. You got to crawl before you walk. And that's with anything. You know what I'm saying? Anything. Just take the little things. Like, for instance, cooking. You wasn't a chef. You didn't become a chef overnight. You know, there's a lot of trial and error that you had to learn. But nobody takes the little things into consideration. Just like driving. You know, you wasn't a pro at driving You know, when you first started driving, you have to learn. And that's the same thing with chasing your dreams and building an empire for yourself. You know, you have to learn. There's times where things aren't going to, I don't like to say the word fail, but there's going to be times where things aren't going to work out the way you wanted them to. And that, to me, is just redirection. You have to, when things don't work out the way you want them to, you don't quit. You just figure out another route, another way. You know what I'm saying? You have to take a step back and reevaluate, you know, where you messed up at and what, how you're going to move the next time. You just don't quit, you know? And I just really lost my train of thought for like a second. But like I said, you just don't quit, because quitting isn't going to speed up your process. Quitting is not going to speed up your process. And that's why I started this podcast called Note to Self, because like I said, I set reminders to myself every day in my notebook, on a sticky note, anywhere. I set a reminder for myself, you know, and that's why I journal too, because you really have to talk to yourself, give yourself that motivation, because like I said, we tend to look for support or that motivation from the outside, which is good, you know, because I do too, but you got to start within first, you know what I'm saying? Or if that outside support isn't available, then who are you going to turn to? You gotta turn to yourself sometimes. And I tell people that all the time, you know. Anything you want to do starts from within. That's with anything, you know. That's with anything. But like I said, there's so much more to life, and I just wish some people just would expand their mindset. Stop being so closed off. You know what I'm saying? Stop being so closed off. It's not the end of the world if something doesn't work out. You gotta look at it at like this. Maybe it's not the time, or maybe it's just not meant for me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I mean by inner self-work, because sometimes you think you deserve something and you're not vibing at the right frequency to be receiving what it is that you think you're ready for. And that happened to me the same time last year around this time. I was just manifesting on just such a low vibration, and I was just so upset because, you know, when people tell you about manifestation, it was like they tell you that, you know, if you ask, you shall receive, and this, that, and the third. And, you know, it's like I'm praying and stuff, but, you know, you're not receiving what you're praying. People made it seem so easy, like manifestation was so easy. But, you know, it's just more to than just praying. You really have to be vibing on a high frequency in order to receive. Because you attract what you are, who you are. And in order to attract what you want, you have to act as if and, you know, just, how can I explain it? Sorry, I'm getting thrown off by the talking in the background. My room door is closed and everything. But you just have to act as if, be present, you know, That's just the key to manifestation. Just being there, showing up as if it's already there, thanking God for it already in advance, you know. Talking in talking in the future, you know what I'm saying? Like when I journal, I speak as if it's already done, you know what I'm saying? So I talk in present tense, that's what I meant. Is it present? Is it? I don't know. But y'all get what I'm trying to say. Y'all really do see. Sometimes when I get the rambling on, my mind, like, I don't know. I just be doing doing too much sometimes, but I thought about editing certain parts out of this podcast, but I'm not gonna do it. I think I like the whole, it's just so natural, you know what I'm saying? It just sounds so natural, but yeah, listen, I know this Mercury retrograde is about to come in the next few days, and I just been trying to stay grounded, focused, because like I said, this energy, this frequency I'm vibing on, I'm trying to keep that momentum. I'm trying to keep it consistent. So, you know, I just been really doing a lot of inner work. And, you know, with me, sometimes I overthink a lot, and I can be in my head a lot. So that's what I'm trying not to do, is be in my head so much and just let things flow. So I know the Mercury retrograde is supposed to be coming, and I know it's really going to be some intense energy. So I just advise you guys, just the, you know, whatever energy, it's going to be some heavy energy. And I just advise you all, you know, if you're feeling a little down or low, just meditate, talk to God, do whatever it is, you know, because that retrograde is something else. That retrograde is something else, especially for us Geminis, because they say, I'm into astrology, but I know a little something, but they say for Geminis, Mercury is our, I think it was like our ruling planet or something like that. So I'm gonna definitely be feeling it, but I'm just trying my best to kind of really stay in alignment and not let things, you know, throw me off or distract me or anything. So I'm just really super excited. This whole year has been nothing but a blessing, and I'm just honestly ready for what's to come for 2021. I wrote down my goals already. You know, this morning I wrote down my goals, and I didn't meditate. I hadn't meditated in a few days, so I think I'm going to do that today. I just been really feeling good about everything that's happening in life. It's crazy because at one point I was just questioning myself, questioning everything, and that's one thing you cannot do, is just question yourself, especially if you know you're putting out good intention, good energy. There's no need to question anything at all, because like I said, what you put out is what you get back. So if you put out good energy, you know, just be patient. Just be patient. Some things come quicker than others. Everything takes time. So just be patient. You know, it's already yours. You know, it's here. It's on its way. So you're good. God got your back regardless, you know, so. But yeah, that's all I really had to talk about this episode. I just hope everybody's having a blessed Sunday. Keep your head high, you know. The tough times, they build character. They build character. And don't fold, you know. Don't fold. Just know you're going to get through it. You know, it's your testimony. It's just, that's just another chapter in your book, you know, another page, another story to tell. So that's just my advice for today. But I hope everybody enjoys their Sunday. Get ready for the week ahead. Set some new goals. Yeah, I'll see you guys next episode. Put it on, come take it off me. And I'm moving like a Jeep, you can't boss me. All this ice on my teeth, like a frosty. I've been grinding, no sleep, what it cost? What it cost? Running through these bands, get exhausted. Got the new coupe in the driveway, charged. Satellites on my wrist look like a night when it starts. Mashing on the gas, doing donuts in the rug. Way she swing my way, little babe must came out the safari. She know I keep my pockets thick like Lori Harvey. The future, don't get mad at me, I'm sorry. I just keep this shit too trill, ain't it?